This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Netherlands and Denmark have announced that they are giving fighter jets to Ukraine. From the Associated Press, Mimi Montgomery reports.
At a news conference with Ukraine's President Zelensky, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte confirms the Netherlands, along with Denmark, will give F-16 warplanes to Ukraine. The planes will be delivered once unspecified conditions are met. During the same news conference, Zelensky says the leaders agree on a number of planes, possibly more than 40 from the Netherlands. He goes on to thank his counterpart, saying the F-16s will bring new energy to his troops and deliver results for Ukraine and Europe. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Russia said Ukrainian drones had attacked four separate regions in a flurry of attempted strikes on Sunday, injuring five people and forcing two of Moscow's airports to briefly divert flights. VOA has been unable to verify those specific claims. Ukrainian drone strikes, both on the border regions and on the Russian capital, have become increasingly common in recent months, with repeated strikes on Moscow's financial district. Russia said in May that two Ukrainian drones had tried to attack the Kremlin. Ukraine typically does not comment on who is behind attacks on Russian territory, although officials have publicly expressed satisfaction over them. Tropical storm Hillary hurled towards Mexico's Baja California Peninsula Sunday, blanketing the region with heavy rain and warnings of catastrophic and life-threatening floods on the peninsula in the U.S. Southwest. Eugenie Adler is in the city of Long Beach in the state of California.
I'm just worried about flooding people's lives.
One man has died in the Mexican state of Baja California Sur when a family of five was swept away into the sea while crossing a stream, according to a Mexican official who was also sharing images of flooding and roads that were swept away in the area. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Spain in the Women's World Cup has won. Fans celebrated the country's historic first victory as their side beat England 1-0 in the final in Sydney on Sunday. Spain fan Kimberly Pena says that this is crazy. Who would have thought? So many people are supporting the women's team. That's incredible to see how they have evolved. The match was capping off a tournament that has broken attendance and TV records and raised hopes of a surge in the interest in the women's sport. Authorities in Pakistan have arrested at least 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to the Christian community in the city of Jaranwala. That's in the populous province of Punjab. We hear more from VOA's Sarah Zaman.
Despite several mob attacks against Christians in the past, Pakistan has seen few convictions. Muslim community leaders who attempted to stop the attack say they feel ashamed. Police are guarding the city while barbed wire and tents block access to sensitive areas. Despite the heavy police presence, victims say they may never feel safe again. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Jaranwala, Punjab, Pakistan.
Droves of pro-coup demonstrators flooded Niger's capital on Sunday, calling on foreign powers to engage in diplomacy with their military rulers the morning after junta leader Abdelrahman Chani called for a three-year timeline to reinstate constitutional rule.
Nous n'avons pas demandé ce coup d'état. Il est fait.
This protester was African main regional bloc ECOWAS on Saturday met Niger's ousted president Mohamed Bazoum and held talks with Chani. Chani's acceptance of the mission could signal a new willingness to negotiate after the bloc on Friday doubled down on its threat to use force as a last resort to restore democracy. Guatemalans will select a new president Sunday after a tumultuous campaign, hoping that the country's next leader will provide relief from rising prices and get a handle on crime and corruption. The two candidates offer starkly different paths forward. Former First Lady Sandra Torres became an ally of the outgoing, deeply unpopular president Alejandro Giammattei in her third bid for the presidency, and her opponent Bernardo Arevalo, with the Progressive Seed Movement, wrote a popular wave of resentment towards politics as unusual to his surprise spot in the runoff. And Greek authorities have evacuated more than five additional villages near the northeastern border with Turkey after a large wildfire. This